Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, in for Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. In battle, San Diego County Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter has dropped a political bombshell in the corruption case against him. We have in-depth team coverage.
It's a change of plea for Congressman Duncan Hunter. He says that he'll be in San Diego federal court tomorrow morning, that he will plead guilty to using campaign cash for personal expenses to pay for everything from groceries to luxury vacations.
The plea that I accepted was misuse of my own campaign funds, of which I pled guilty to only one count. I think it's important that people know that that I did make mistakes.
Congressman Hunter on KUSI-TV San Diego talking about the plea deal. He'd originally called this case against him a witch hunt.
I think it's important not to have a public trial for three reasons, and those three reasons are my kids. I think it's time for them to live life outside the spotlight.
Congressman Hunter says he's also withdrawing as a candidate for re-election to Congress in 2020. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Duncan Hunter's congressional seat could go to a Democrat after next year's election. Amakapa Najjar, who lost to Hunter last year, is the leader in recent polling. Conservative Republican Carl DeMaio is second, and former longtime Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is third.
A dual loathing going on for the Republicans in the 50th district. One, they don't want to see the Democrat win, but also the mainstream party leaders don't really want to see Carl DeMaio win because he's been a multi-time loser at the state and local level for various initiatives and offices he's run for.
Political science professor Carl Luna at San Diego Mesa College tells KNX if DeMaio finishes ahead of Issa to take on Compa Najjar next fall, that could boost Democratic turnout.
A week after awarding a woman more than $8 million in compensatory damages in her Me Too lawsuit against her boss, that same L.A. jury has decided she deserves $50 million more in punitive damages. The boss is hologram producer and television content streamer Alki David, the owner of the company behind the technology that brought rapper Tupac Shakur back to life at Coachella in 2012 and made Michael Jackson moonwalk at the 2014 Billboard Music Awards 5 years after his death. Maheem Khan sued David for sexual battery and sexual harassment, claiming she was abused and assaulted by him while she worked for him in 2014 and 15. There's going to be a 4 o'clock news conference, and we're told some jurors will be there. KNX will be there as well.
West LA-based video game maker has agreed to pay out at least $10 million to settle a class action lawsuit over alleged sex discrimination. Riot Games makes the popular League of Legends games. Women who worked at the company said they were routinely subjected to sexual harassment and gender discrimination. That lawsuit followed an expose last year by the gamer website Kotaku. Cecilia D'Anastasio wrote the article.
I heard stories about one of the top men at the company, like, grabbing people's genitals and making lots of, like, testicle jokes. I heard stories about a list of, like, hot women getting passed around. Stories about widespread predatory behavior toward attractive female employees, things like that.
In the settlement, Riot also agrees to improve the company's culture, including reviewing all pay, promotion, and hiring practices, and beefing up programs to report sexual harassment and discrimination.
The power is still out for thousands of people in the San Bernardino County mountains.
The outage started on Thanksgiving Day in the Crestline and Lake Arrowhead area. And because of the heavy snow, getting the power back on is not very easy.
A lot of issues with the trees falling over, as well as just heavy, heavy snow, making it inaccessible to enter the area and making restoration very, very difficult.
That's Southern California Edison spokesman Robert Villegas. He says Edison has teamed up with the San Bernardino County Fire Department to purchase firewood for people in need. He says crews are working as hard as possible to reconnect the homes, cabins, and businesses, but many of them are remote and in some cases very hard to get to. Up to 4 feet of snow fell at higher elevations. There's still no estimate on when power will be fully restored. Chris Seidens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The major roads up to Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear are open right now with no chains required. This follows the big storm last week that created a few feet of snow in the area. Caltrans spokeswoman Terry Kasinga tells KNX you should still take chains with you because they still might be required on smaller roads in the area.
We still have chain conditions on State Route 2 up in the Wrightwood area and the 138 east of I-15 towards Silverwood. Lake Silverwood is actually closed right now, and it should open later on this evening.
Kasinga says the storm coming in late tomorrow through Wednesday is expected to dump more snow in the mountains. She recommends taking chains on those days if you are headed up to the mountains.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.